So this is what's going on lately. A lot of loans are being transferred to different servicing companies. So what happens with people's mortgages is they get a letter in the mail, and it looks like junk mail, and they shred it. But it's really notification that your mortgage payments are going to go to a different company. So if you miss that letter, you may have a late payment on your mortgage, which could be a disaster. So let me just give you some numbers to show you what the difference is. If you have a 780 FICO score, which is amazing, the top of the line is 850, so 780 is excellent, and you have one 30-day late payment on a mortgage, your score will drop to a 670, 690. So that's over 100 points it could drop from one 30-day late payment if your score is a 780. If your score is a 720, it will drop down to a 630, 650 range. If you have a 90-day late payment on a mortgage, your score will go from
90
from a 780 down to a 650, 670. And at a 720 FICO score, it'll go down to a 610 to 630. So what happened to one example of a client that we had is he had his mortgage on auto pay. And he got this notification of a service change for his mortgage. And he didn't change his auto pay to the new service company. And he had two properties.
Oh, so it didn't pay it.
So it didn't pay it. And since he lived at his second property and not the one where the letter was coming to, he didn't know for 90 days that his mortgage was not being paid on time. Until he found out they returned the payments because they were lower. Actually, so I'm thinking of two different things. But what happened was he found out that the mortgage wasn't paid when he finally got the mail from the first property where the auto pay was taking out the money and paying the wrong bank. So now he had a 90-day late payment on his credit report. And when you're going for a mortgage, even if his score was high enough to get approval for the mortgage, they don't want to see a late payment on a mortgage for 12 consecutive months. So even if his score was good enough to get loan approval, the bank is going to reject it because they don't want to see late payments for the last 12 months, no matter how high your credit score is. So what I want to tell people, I want to warn them, it's really important that you open everything in the mail that you get. If it looks like a thin letter and you don't recognize the name of the company you're getting it from, open it anyway and look at it. Because it could be notification that your service company is changing on your mortgage. Or it could be notification of so many different things that could affect your credit in the future. So don't just discard it thinking it's junk mail. The other thing that's really important to notice is if you co-sign a loan for your brother or sister, because let's say they're not showing enough income on paper, we had somebody who owned a landscaping company and he didn't show a lot of income, and so his sister, who was really nice, co-signed the mortgage with him, she had the income, he got the loan, a few years later, he stopped paying the mortgage because he wanted to do a short sale because he no longer could afford the mortgage payments, didn't tell his sister. She went to apply for a mortgage. Not only did she have terrible credit because he was not paying the mortgage, but even if he had been paying the mortgage on time, she wouldn't qualify for a mortgage because her income is not going to cover the mortgage she co-signed for him and her new mortgage. So here she is. She's in her early 30s. She wants to buy a house with her husband, and she can't because she co-signed a mortgage for her brother. So you need to really think about what you're doing before you co-sign for a mortgage for anyone. I don't care
that
if it's your mother,
good
brother,
advice.
Sister. Yeah. And second, make sure you read all your mail to see what's going on, possibly a change of a service provider who you have to pay the mortgage to. And if you do have an issue with your credit, call us, North Shore Advisory, 914-524-8300.